Case number 25-5191, Amen Ferre Solomon, an individual, appellant, Presbyterian Community Center. Ms. Jump for the appellant, Mr. Bahani for the appellee.
Ms. Jump, good morning.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Christina Jump, and I am here today on behalf of appellant Amon Solomon. Mr. Solomon came to the United States to escape persecution as a journalist in Egypt and was granted asylum years ago and still retains that status. Nonetheless, due to problems that arose both during his travel and employment contexts, he believes himself to be on a government watch list. So he utilized the Freedom of Information Act and sought records from two government agencies. Only one responded. He made another request to the unresponsive agency, the TSC, and again, heard nothing. Not until litigation began did the government claim that the FBI's responses to the requests that it received directly also doubled as responses on behalf of the TSC. The Freedom of Information...
Ms. Jump, we have a rule against reading, so you need to just tell us about your case.
Yes, Your Honor. The Freedom of Information Act requires transparency, and Congress mandated that it follow
each
that
one of your request sites, not FOIA, but the Privacy Act. Why is that?
Mr.
552A is the Privacy Act, and that's the request. Why are you setting the Privacy Act rather than FOIA?
I believe that
all three of them.
Your Honor, I can confirm that, but I apologize if that was cited in error. There is a reference to the agency is designed as defined in section 551, and then 552 referring to.
Let's take a look at JA-37, for example. JA-76. Your time is limited, so go on. You can check it. I'm just curious about why the citation is to the wrong statute.
Your Honor, I do apologize if that's incorrect. I'd be glad to speak to that in more depth when I come back up on rebuttal and confirm that. Mr. Solomon did, however, properly issue requests under the Freedom of Information Act, and the agent and the FBI responded regarding the Freedom of Information Act to the requests that were sent directly to it.
By the time the second or the third request was denied, set in July, I think, of 2022.
Your Honor, for the timeline, yeah.
It was in July. I mean, I
right.
remember exactly.
The initial request.
He was then under arrest, correct?
In July of 2024. He's never actually been arrested. He was detained by ICE.
Yeah. And his asylum was revoked.
And then reinstated.
Right. And then he won a case where he was released from prison. And his asylum status was restored, is that?
Reinstated, correct, Your Honor, fully reinstated.
Did the government appeal that ruling?
No, Your Honor, the government did that. There was not a court-mandated reinstatement. The government dropped its claims against Mr. Solomon in that context and reinstated his asylum.
Okay, so there's no pending litigation involving him now?
Not as to his asylum. Not as to his asylum status, correct.
All right. One more question before you go on. For each one of the FOIA requests that you made, you received a response. Is that right, from the FBI?
There is a separate set of requests made to the FBI, and the FBI responded to the requests that were made to the FBI.
What about the third one? Did you get a response other than the one that says it's denied?
So, Your Honor, we made the initial two responses to two requests simultaneously, one to the FBI, one to the TSC. The FBI responded, no response from the TSC. Mr. Solomon appealed the request that was made to the FBI and got a response to that, made a second request to the TSC. The FBI then stated that it was reopening its investigation.
But for each communication you had from the FBI, you were told that if you had any questions, you could get on the FBI's and they gave you the internet site to track your requests.
For the
and also, if you still had a problem, they gave you a telephone number to call. Did you or anyone on behalf of Mr. Solomon ever get on that website to track the request?
Your Honor, yes, we did track the request as to the responses from the FBI, but the FBI never once said that it was responding to the request that was sent, either of the requests that were sent to the TSC.
Is there any evidence regarding, did you file an affidavit that you checked the FBI website?
Your Honor, there's an appeal made, and there is correspondence that is in the record, email correspondence that is in the record that shows that what was being checked as far as the progress of the FBI response to the FBI's, to the request made to the FBI. There is nothing that the FBI ever communicated that it was at any time responding on behalf of the TSC or to the request made to the TSC.
My point is, if you were confused, if you didn't know what was happening, all you had to do was get on the website that the FBI provided. And if that didn't satisfy you, they gave you a telephone number to call.
Your Honor, there was absolutely communication with the FBI's FOIA office, and that communication occurred throughout the filing of the request to the FBI, the appeal from the FBI, and then when the FBI stated that it was reopening its previous investigation or its previous processing and used the same code number that it had used for its original response to the request sent to the FBI. Now, there was no reason to know.
It changed on the third request, didn't it? It changed from
000 to 001. But it had the same control number and then -001, which appeared to be because it was reopened. There is no.
It could also be because it was the same individual making the request.
There was no communication at any point and no reason to even suspect that this was on behalf of the TSC regarding a completely separate one. That number had been in place since the original request made in 2021 by Mr. Solomon to the FBI and the simultaneous one made to the TSC. And then when in subsequently a year later, there was a request made that is at JA-76, the second TSC request. There is no new number issued.
You cited CFR a number of times in your communication, didn't you?
I believe so, Your Honor. Off the top of my head, I'm not positive. Yeah.
The CFR has a list for the Department of Justice of all the components that are responsible for responding to FOIA requests, right? It's at the end of the Part 16.
Your Honor, the definitive test is what I believe that there is a list that is contained in there. I do not believe that that's the ultimate test.
And TSC is not on that list. As a component that responds to FOIA requests. The FBI is. The FBI is considered a component.
The FBI does respond to component lists, the FBI does respond to FOIA requests, but the ultimate test under the statute and under the circuit's authority is whether the entity exercises substantial independent authority, and that's to be determined by the court under FOIA, not because of a label that is given by a specific administration or because of any rulemaking by a particular agency. The test is whether there has been substantial independent authority exercised by the agency or by the entity that receives the request.
That's for determining whether they're an agency.
Under the in the context of and FOIA, correct.
The government has conceded that TSA or TSC is subject to FOIA. So the sushi case goes out the window because there's no dispute that the TSC is subject to FOIA. The question is, which component is are you entitled to get a response from? And sushi doesn't deal with that at all.
Your Honor, at a minimum, in the past, when an agency responds and states we have searched for another records or your request has been redirected to another entity which is responding for, that is plainly stated. That did not happen here. So as, I mean, maybe what the solution is that if this is sent up back on remand and the, or reopened and the government responds, the FBI might respond, we are responding on behalf of the TSC because that has been routed to us. Then we would directly dispute that if it was, or they could list what was being specifically searched. And then we would get into the merits of whether the search was sufficient because the FBI does not have the decision-making authority that the TSC does. And so we'd want to know if the FBI had searched the TSC's specific records, which is why there are two separate requests sent. That may happen on remand and that we may end up ultimately in the position that Your Honor is describing, but we aren't there yet because there was no recognition given until litigation that any response by the FBI was to the requests sent to the TSC, to either the first or the second.
Okay, a couple of questions I want to jump in here. When you're saying that the FBI is making a representation, you're talking about a representation that TSC is a component of the FBI, just generally as an agency, as opposed to a component of the FBI for purposes of FOIA.
Yes, I'm not saying, and I believe, Your Honor, we have recognized that the FBI describes it as a component of the, or as a subcomponent. The language that is actually on the website for the TSC is that it is administered by the FBI, and we recognize the existence of that language. We do not find that to be definitive for FOIA purposes.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, that there's correct. A distinction that even if a subcomponent or a component and administered by the FBI, there's a distinction between doing so for FOIA purpose.
Correct, Your Honor. There is definitely a distinction of doing so for FOIA purposes.
Okay, and then you also indicate that the FBI, even if it responded on behalf of TSC, doesn't make that clear that it's doing so for on behalf of TSC.
Correct, Your Honor. And specifically with the second request sent to the TSC, it was a different timing. It was a different, it was sent substantially separately, but then the FBI just said it was reopening its original request. There's nothing that indicates that it was responding to a new request received by the TSC.
Do we have anything out there on any of the websites, you know, when they're supposed to administratively tell you how to request something on FOIA that says how to do so for TSC?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, so even if the FBI responded on behalf of TSC, you have them not saying that they did so, but then you also don't know if, in fact, they are taking the position that this would be for TSC.
Correct, Your Honor.
TSC would accept the FBI's response as being on their behalf.
Correct, Your Honor. And then subsequent to that would be the question of what records, what search was done, what records were searched, and whether they're sufficient. In fact, in the last response from the FBI, which was after it stated that it was reopening and did the -001, its response to, its response on appeal, its response to the Mr. Solomon's appeal of the original response for the FBI. So the that is at JA69-70. It refers to an FBI rap sheet saying perhaps what you're really seeking is an FBI rap sheet. There's nothing in there referencing any search of FBI of TSC records, of watch listing records, which is the substance of what was being sought from the TSC.
And are you aware of in any other cases whether the FBI has responded on behalf of TSC and then stated that it was doing so?
I am not aware of any other cases where it has responded on behalf of the TSC, whether it has stated so or not.
Okay. And then would you like to address footnote 6 in Judge Alicon's opinion?
Yes, I would, Your Honor. If I could turn to that, yes, Your Honor, I would be glad to address that. So what we referenced with the excerpts that we provided as attachments from that document were specifically listed as excerpts, not the full document. And then we also listed the full citation, the web citation, where the entire document could be found. The entire document's over 100 pages. So we did not attach, quite frankly, for the court's convenience, the entire document. We attached the pages to which we were citing and we were referencing. But again, we don't dispute that the language that the FBI uses, the language that it's referenced or that is referenced on that page. And in fact, our briefing with the district court recognized that language and recognized the existence, as I said earlier in response to Your Honor's question. We have recognized the language regarding the FBI calling it a subcomponent of the FBI and the language that is on the website that the TSC is administered by the FBI. And we don't challenge that. So there was no intentional omission. It specifically stated it was excerpts and not a complete exhibit and gave the web address for the complete exhibit.
It seems to me that likely, maybe you can explain this. The customary practice of agencies, including the FBI, is to acknowledge receipt of a FOIA request. And if the first two requests that you put forward, within a few days, you got an acknowledgement from the FBI, right? I don't see an acknowledgement letter with respect to the third request you made. And I'm wondering whether that's just an oversight in whoever prepared the appendix or whether such a document, such an acknowledgement exists. And it seems to me very, very odd that you would not get an acknowledgement from the FBI.
Your Honor, you are correct. There is no acknowledgement received to either of the two requests sent directly to the TSC. Subsequent to the second request being sent to the TSC, the only communication from the FBI was that it was reopening its earlier response.
That's a month later.
Yes, Your Honor, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's the only one. And that, again, it listed the same identification number, just 001, in stating that it was reopening it, the original one, did not state this is in response to a new request. Nothing ever came to Mr. Solomon or his representatives communicating that, or that the FBI was responding to the request dated and the date of the second request on behalf as sent to the TSC and that it was redirected. Many times, the FBI and other government agencies will state, we have redirected your FOIA request to this department, to this agency. This is where the records are located. This is who's going to respond on behalf. Or the receiving agency, if it's going to be the one responding, may say, this has been redirected to us. We have received this, which you originally sent wherever. And it's the acknowledgement that traces what it's acknowledging. There is no record that says that, that specifically references the second request to the TSC, or for that matter, the first request to the TSC.
With respect to watch list claims, is there some general knowledge out there that would go to the FBI, or do you believe that that also can go to TSC?
I believe that would go to TSC. I do not believe there is general knowledge or anything or any general acceptance that it would go to the FBI. And this circuit in the Abdel-Latif case recognized that the TSC is the sole entity that has the authority to remove a person's name from the watch list. The FBI does not have the authority to do that. The TSC does. I'm sorry?
Where do you get that from?
From the Abdel-Latif case, and then also more recently in Mr. Solomon's case at the district court pending in front of Judge Amy Berman Jackson.
What does it mean for the FBI to be the supervising agency?
I don't know that it is a supervising agency specifically, Your Honor. So when the TSC was first created, it had representatives from multiple agencies with the agreement, the cooperative agreement, that the FBI would administer it. I don't believe
what does administer mean?
Good question, Your Honor. I haven't seen a formal definition of that by the government.
You know, supervising their lists.
There is no oversight by there is no final authority by the FBI of TSC decisions. The TSC is the sole decision maker as to the watch list, not the FBI. There's no trace. There's been no declaration. There's been no testimony in the record or authority provided stating that the FBI has a right to oversee, change, veto, reject a decision made by the TSC regarding the watch list.
Okay, we'll ask the government about that.
Thank you, Your Honor. I also would like to very briefly address the administrative exhaustion aspect, and that when there is a failure to acknowledge or respond to a FOIA request submitted by an individual, then that is considered, the individual is considered by the statute to have administratively exhausted. That is deemed to be administrative exhaustion.
And are you saying that on behalf of FBI and TSC?
The FBI responded to the request sent directly to the FBI, okay. Your Honor.
So you're making that claim as to TSC?
Regarding the two requests sent to the TSC, which is, yes, Your Honor. And so because there was no acknowledgement, there was no communication, there was no representation that any communication from the FBI was on behalf of the TSC or regarding the request sent to the TSC, there's no way for Mr. Solomon or his representatives to know that. There is no communication to the from the TSC or directly referencing either of his requests sent to the TSC. And therefore, there was nothing to appeal. There is nowhere to appeal it, and that failure to provide a response on behalf of the TSC deems Mr. Solomon to have administratively exhausted the requirement of the administrative remedies, because the point of the purpose of the exhaustion is to prevent a premature intervention by the court of a fully developed administrative record. There was no administrative record because nobody ever responded.
So if the response you did finally get in July of 2022 said that we have searched the TSC records and we find nothing that we can disclose to you, that would have satisfied you?
We probably would have appealed, but we would have been on the right track, Your Honor. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is AUSA Fatawi Berhane on behalf of the United States. Before today's panel is an appeal brought by Ayman Suleiman, and as we now know, the sole basis of the appeal is his argument that the TSC, despite being a subcomponent of the FBI, is an agency separate from the Bureau and therefore had an independent duty to process FOIA requests that he submitted.
Okay, go back to the subcomponent of FBI. Is that generally, and then for purposes of FOIA, that's a whole different statement or definition?
Well, so what I was going to get to this, Your Honor, but even at the district court level, even as the district court acknowledged, even Suleiman's own submissions contained record evidence that the TSC is a division of the National Security Branch of the FBI.
Even if that's not disputed, is that a distinction with respect to FOIA?
So in terms of where TSC lies under the FOIA, the government would say that the FOIA mandates that government agencies set out regulations for how to process various FOIA requests.
And we don't have any for TSC.
Well, but TSC is a part of FBI and of pertinent regulations.
FOIA?
For the purposes of FOIA.
But where is that stated so that anybody who's actually asking for information from TSC would know how to appropriately address their FOIA request?
Your Honor, I would say that this is a public record. I mean, the TSC.
Where is the public record that says if you want something from TSC, go to FBI? That's what I'm trying to get at.
It's in the appendix to part 16 of CFR, of 28 CFR, part 16, appendix 1.
That's correct, Your Honor. And I do.
Not on the FBI website or anything like that.
Not that.
It tells you, the appendix tells you which components you can file a FOIA request with.
Well,
so by process of elimination, the FBI is one of the components of the Department of Justice, even though they have a separate building. They're still part of the Department of Justice, and they're a component. And so if something is not on there, then you can't file, you're not supposed to file a FOIA request with them, you know, with a subcomponent. You file it with a component.
And that's correct, Your Honor. Under CFR Section 16.3, the Department of Justice lays out that FOIA requests are processed by the components of the Department of Justice.
And if it's filed in the wrong place, the regulations say that it's the responsibility of the component to redirect it.
That's correct, Your Honor. And as you rightly noted, under the appendix, it does lay out the various components of the Department of Justice. The TSC is not listed.
I want to ask you a question before you get any further about the Seidel affidavit or the declaration. It seems to me that there's something very, very critical that's missing from that declaration. And tell me if I'm misreading it. The thing that's missing is that with all the fandango and all the stuff about this is the way we process this and whatever, there's nothing in that affidavit that says the TSC records are part of the central record system of the FBI. There's nothing in there. And that's critical, seems to me. Because if the FBI searches only the central records system, which is what Seidel says, and the central record system doesn't contain anything from the TSC, then the response is incomplete.
Well, Your Honor, my response to that would be on, I guess, there are technically two declarations.
First, let's deal with the declaration. Is my reading of that correct?
I would say, I would point you to paragraph 16 of the declaration.
Okay, what page is
it? So there's actually technically two. There's a supplemental declaration as well, but I'm looking at the joint appendix point, page 28.
Hold on, let me look. Yeah, I'm looking now.
Yeah, and there it does, and that's just one paragraph, but that paragraph does indicate that it does kind of describe what the CRS is and what it consists of, and the fact that it consists of records maintained by the FBI.
It doesn't say that the TSC records are part of the central record system. That's my point. Seems to be a huge gap.
But, I mean, would that not be implied? I mean, I think it would be implied, Your Honor, that, or understood, Your Honor, that if the FBI is maintaining its records within the CRS and the TSC is a part of FBI.
If you're going to file a declaration in a case like this dealing with the TSC, then it seems to me that the first order of business is to establish that the central record system of the FBI contains TSC records. It doesn't establish that.
I can also refer to the joint appendix at page 24, paragraph 6, where it does state that the TSC is a subcomponent of the FBI, and therefore the request that Suleiman submitted was submitted to RIDS, the the division in the FBI that handled that processes these FOIA requests. And of course, they processed the FOIA request through searching the CRS. So I think, I guess, perhaps, Your Honor, if you mean that the declaration could be clearer on this point, but the declaration does state that the TSC is a part of the FBI and that the CRS maintains certain categories of records, subject to the FOIA housed within the FBI.
Is there a document missing, as I asked Ms. Jump, acknowledging receipt of the third request?
I don't know. What's in the deferred appendix is ultimately, we have a couple of pleadings here, and the exhibits were actually included with the Seidel declaration. So I don't think there was a acknowledgement letter that was included with the...
It was the request and then denial.
That's correct, later, Your Honor.
Right. And the denial had a different number than the original.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And so if Ms. Jump was going to get on the FBI website to check the status, she wouldn't know that there's a new number, because the FBI never sent an acknowledgement of the FOIA request.
Your Honor, so about this, and I guess what we're getting to now is how Suleiman would have known that the letter that he received from the FBI was responsive to the request directed to the TSC.
Exactly.
And I think what I would say, first of all, for example, there's the one request submitted in June of 2022. And I believe the response you're referring to, Your Honor, is that is the one that went out in July 2022. And that's located, I think, at Joint Appendix 80. There's a couple of ways to look at that. First of all, what other requests would the FBI have been responding to besides the one that was submitted in June? There's no indication in the record that there was any other FOIA request at issue.
It says, in light of the new information you provided, it was...
Oh, well, and that's correct, Your Honor, and the response does say that. And,
only new information was a third FOIA request.
And if Suleiman was... dissatisfied with that response, the response did include instructions as to how to appeal.
The third request didn't contain any new information. All it did was contain more requests.
And if Suleiman found that to be an inadequate response, there were instructions as to how Suleiman could have appealed, which Suleiman didn't. My understanding of Suleiman's position is that he didn't feel he was required to appeal because, as far as he's concerned, TSC and FBI are separate entities, and he didn't get his response from TSC.
You know, we've spent so much time on this case and all the briefing and the appendices and everything else. I just don't understand why the Department of Justice, when they got the complaint, just said, fine, take a letter or have the TSC director sign a letter saying that the FBI checked our files. That would end it.
Perhaps, Your Honor, perhaps that might have been a more efficient way of doing it, but I think given the fact that, this is not classified information, the fact that TSC is a part of the FBI, so it's kind of hard to, I don't know what's...
But again, why isn't that a distinction that for purposes of FOIA, it's different? Because if the plaintiff has no information that you specifically say, I'm the responding on behalf of TSC, and there's no regulation out there that says you are responding on behalf of TSC, for just a lay person to know that if you want something from TSC, you're going to address it to the FBI.
Well, Your Honor, perhaps Suleiman could have been confused, but his FOIA request was submitted by his attorney, by appellate counsel, and there are
both agencies, FBI and TSC, but nothing that directly came from FBI saying, I'm taking over the request for TSC.
And Your Honor, what I was going to get to is, just as an example, I've been able to identify one other case in the district court, Constitutional Law Center for Muslims in America versus terrorist screenings, the TSC. And that's docket number 22-3178. And in that case, the same argument is more or less being advanced, that the TSC didn't respond to a request, but the Bureau responded, but the TSC should have. And as far as I know, appellate counsel is also the lead attorney on that case. And the FOIA request that's the subject of that case was submitted to the TSC in January of 2022.
You see there being a distinction that if you're only asking a FOIA of TSC and then the FBI happens to respond, then you would know clearly that it was a response on behalf of TSC. But when you're sending it to two separate entities, how do you know that the FBI is also responding on behalf of the other entity?
Well, Your Honor, I was going to get to that because in the case that I just mentioned, one of the allegations, if you look at the complaint, the allegation is that the complaint was submitted to the TSC. Mm-hmm. The FBI accepted it. Somebody signed off and accepted it from the FBI. And then the FBI, I think in the answer, it says that they responded in February 14th, 2022. So at least the plaintiff in that case, an appellate counsel in that case, certainly knew that it was the FBI who accepted the FOIA request. And it was the FBI that processed the FOIA request.
The FOIA request certified mail?
In which case? In this case, I believe the TSC request was mailed to an FBI address. I don't know if it was certified mail off the top of my head, but I know it was sent to an FBI address.
But you do concede that TSC is not listed in 16.3 CFR.
TSC is not listed in that appendix.
And then how do you construe the regulations requiring that it be public facing about where you're to file your request for TSC?
The mere fact that the regulation is published, I think is public facing enough. You submit FOIA requests.
No, I'm talking about specifically for TSC. How is the layperson supposed to know that you how to file FOIA requests for TSC?
FOIA requests. So how do you submit
a FOIA request to TSC? How is the layperson supposed to know where to send that and who's going to respond?
I think the layperson, I think where I would start, to the extent that I count as a layperson, is identify what part of the government that the TSC is housed in. A quick Google search should be sufficient. And you figure out that TSC is a part of the FBI. The regulations say only the FBI, or at least DOJ components, process FOIA requests. FBI is a component, so you submit the FOIA request to FBI.
But what about if the website would say that TSC is a multi-agency center?
There's multiple agencies involved in the involved in certain of its activities, but it's a part of the FBI. I guess that's what you would find if you did a Google search. So you would submit the FOIA request to the FBI, or perhaps if you want to be extra careful, you submit the FOIA request to the FBI and the other agencies, but you don't submit the FOIA request to the TSC, expecting the TSC to have some independent obligation to process your request, which is not consistent with applicable law or regulations.
Before you sit down, do you agree that the TSC is not subject to, has the sole authority to maintain the terrorist lists or whatever it does that the FBI or the Attorney General, for that matter, cannot overrule them?
I couldn't say. It would be strange if the TSC was not subject to any kind of oversight by its parent agency or by the Attorney General. I mean, it's in the DOJ. So I couldn't say much more about how
Any evidence or argument about that question?
Not in this case, Your Honor.
In the district court, I mean.
In the summary judgment briefing, no, I don't recall that was the subject of any dispute.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors. And Judge Randolph, to answer your question, the requests that were made do contain the error with the A referencing the Privacy Act, but they also plainly state in the sentence and the text under the Freedom of Information Act that the request is being made under the Freedom of Information Act to verify how that was sent. The statute citation has a typographical error in it, unfortunately, and I do thank you for bringing that to our attention. The text of the request cites that it states that it was being submitted under the Freedom of Information Act. I did want to address that. I will. I can distinguish, first of all, the case that my colleague across the aisle raised, which is the CLCMA. Reference, first of all, to clarify, that is my former employer. I'm no longer there. I am not lead counsel in that case, so I can't speak as to the current status of that case or recent briefing on that. I can say that I do know that the FBI in litigation, much like this, stated that it was responding on behalf of the TSC and not until litigation, but then during litigation, provided multiple responses and multiple document productions that did occur during the course and after it stated
when
that.
When you received the July 26, 2022 letter from the FBI, it's a JA-80, and it says, please be advised, your request was reopened based on the additional information you provided.
Yes, Your Honor.
What did you... You didn't provide any additional information other than your new request to TSC.
Correct, Your Honor.
Is there anything else that you provided?
No, Your Honor.
So what did you make of that?
Honestly, Your Honor, we presumed that the FBI had been simply reconsidering based on our prior appeal. There have been times before, though not with that length of a delay, where if we have made an administrative appeal, it will get the request will subsequently become open later. We assumed it was that, and then ultimately that was closed with no further change. And since we had already done the administrative appeal on the request to the FBI, we saw no need to take any further action on the response from the FBI that it was closing its reopening.
When was the appeal denied?
Let's see. The letter closing it, I believe, was July 26, 22. And that is the JA-80 to 81.
That's not the appeal. That's not the appeal.
Oh, the appeal. I'm so sorry, Your Honor. The appeal was...
May?
That is JA-69 to 70, which, yes, I believe is May of 22.
Actually, it was July 18th.
July 18th. Okay. Yeah. I apologize, Your Honor. I didn't bring the record back up with me for a rebuttal, but I could grab it if you prefer. As this court has recognized, the standard for whether an entity is considered an agency for FOIA purposes is a different analysis, and it requires a case-by-case evaluation, as this court has recognized previously. An entity may qualify as an agency under FOIA, even if it is housed in another agency, and that's the American Civil Liberties Union versus DOJ, which is cited in our briefs and is at 655 F3rd 1. Under that authority that should have been clarified here, at a bare minimum, the TSC has failed to put forth that forward-facing information or to at any time communicate to Mr. Solomon or his representatives that its responses will be handled or routed to the FBI, and the FBI has not owned that. Both of the Seidel declarations lack any assertion that TSC and watchlisting records, and specifically the terrorist screening data set, formerly known as the terrorist screening database, is housed within the records that the FBI searched. There's no representation of that. There's no speaking to that, specifically to the database or data set that where Mr. Solomon's requested records would be. There has been no representation that that search occurred or that the FBI has access to it or that the FBI is anything more than a contributor to the TSC records. And therefore, for those reasons, we do ask that this court reverse and remand this case. And in addition, for the reasons stated on administrative exhaustion, we don't believe that there, we believe that Mr. Solomon did all that he could do when he did not receive a response at all, specifically on behalf of the TSC. And at a minimum, we'd ask that this be remanded for so that the parties may provide briefing to the court and the court may make a specific consideration on that. I do thank you for your time today, Your Honors.
Thank you.